Hello, people. Welcome to another episode of Shash as Well. How's been your week? I hope great. Well, mine has been beautiful, especially with the warm weather this week. Thank you guys so much for taking our time to listen to my podcast. I hope that you'd share with other people, and you can also leave me a voice message as a feedback, letting me know what you think about the episode, okay? Thank you. So, I'll be talking about the dealing with pressure of the holiday. I know it's the end of the year, and there's too many holidays, you know, a lot of responsibilities, and if you're not careful, you can get overwhelmed by it and get stressed out, okay? So now I would like to say, well, for me, holidays for me, especially Christmas, is usually it's an emotional holiday for me. I know you're gonna say, she's very emotional. I know I am. That's what makes me Sharon, and how I do it is what makes me unique and sweet. Okay, so holidays for me has not always been. It's the time. For me, it's that time when I really miss my mom and my siblings. Like, you know, you feel this, you just want to be with them or be with your loved ones, you know. So, growing up, I've never really, I wouldn't say I've really had a great Christmas. Like, maybe one Christmas that really stood out. But as I became an adult, I had to, you know, I didn't really care too much for it. Okay, so, but I do notice that during Christmas, a lot of people are somehow kind of put under, or maybe you, I think individually we put ourselves under pressure for Christmas and the holidays. I would say that. So one of the things that could be a stress factor for this whole holiday Christmas holiday thing is the fact that somehow financially you have to do more. I don't know if it's just me, but I find out that during the holidays, there are some things you have to do, maybe catch up with before the end of the year. You know, financially, you might want to say you want to hit that financial goal as a father, or maybe like you want to save up enough money to start a business the following year, or maybe you had those goals for the year and you thought you were going to achieve, and then you towards the end of the year you're like, whew, haven't even achieved it yet. And now Thanksgiving comes around, and then you have, you know, Thanksgiving is one time where people, you visit friends, you visit your families, you guys have dinners, you guys have, you know, do games and all whatnot. And then sometimes some families, that's the time you guys kind of catch up with things, you know, catch up with yourself throughout the year. And then you like, you hear people talking about, oh, they've done this year, they got this car this year, oh, and then maybe you have this thing, and then you find yourself, you know, you find out that you have really have nothing to say, or maybe nothing exciting or whatever. So now that's aside. So another one is the fact that a couple or a family person has to bring more money to the table, in the sense that they, you have to provide, there's going to be a lot of jollification. I call it jollification, but whatever. So there's going to be a lot of merry, okay? And then the more the merrier the more the money, you know. So you have to put in more hours, or you have to, you know, dip into some extra pockets and all that. So now I want to, all these things, I just want to talk about how to deal with them and not let it overwhelm you, okay? So now First of all, I want you to sit back and just see that the holidays are just, I think God created the holidays for us to enjoy. Okay, yes, that's what I would say. So imagine Thanksgiving is a time where you should be grateful for things, good or bad, whether it went off track how you wanted or it wasn't on track. You know, you get to think about all the victories you had from January to November. And then also in Christmas, at Christmas, you get to enjoy the fact that you're at home with your family, or maybe you're on the business trip, like some people might not be able to make, you know, meet up with all Christmas trip and all that. So I don't want you to, you know, while trying to get things right, you miss the fun out of it. Okay. So now, for first of all, financially, I would like to say, first of all, oh yeah, I remember this. It's the International Days for Men. Okay, happy International Men's Day to all the men out there. You guys are the best. You guys keep the world going. You know, you guys strengthen the women also. Well, for me, I'll say for myself, if there are no men in this world, I don't know how this world will be. Trust me. So thank you guys so much for being great men, and you know, thank you guys. I have so much to say, and then now I'm speechless. That's to tell you how you guys make me speechless. Okay, so now back to what we're saying. So first of all, you should enjoy the holidays. So let's say you take, for example, you have to be at a family gathering where for Thanksgiving, and then you find out that you have some in-laws or some friends who, man, when they come around, it's they make you feel uncomfortable. No, you don't have to go to every gathering. But and even if you go, you can try to tell yourself, you know what, it's the holidays, I gotta enjoy this. I'm not allowing any negative person or any negativity around me, any negative vibe, whatever word you want to use, just tell it to yourself and that's it. And then, as my pastor would say, you don't allow any negative people around you. Don't allow them around your family. In fact, try to remove yourself from that. You can love, who says you can't love people from afar? Oh, I do that a lot. You can show love from afar, especially when, you know, when you come around them, they always have nothing good to say. Maybe they complain about how your kids or whatever, or they're complaining why you don't have whatever you're supposed to expect so much from me. Okay, you don't want such people around you during the holidays. Trust me, those people are not good. Okay, so now, like I said, make sure you enjoy the whole day. Make sure you tell yourself, it's about me, it's about God, it's about Thanksgiving, it's about family. No negative vibes. Okay, then secondly, when it comes to finances, now like I tell people before you get to Thanksgiving or before you get to the holidays, you should already have like a plan from, let's say, from June. You should already have a budget of how much you want to spend for gifts and all that. I mean, it's the gift that counts, right? Not the cost. Okay, so if you have to break a arm and a leg to buy a gift for a loved one for a holiday, come to think of it, it's Christmas. We're celebrating the birth of Jesus. Okay, so you don't have to break a ham and a leg. I mean, it shouldn't cost you a ham and a leg to get me a gift for Christmas. I mean, the best gifts I always get during Christmas are the ones that they are so cute, and I mean, it's I don't know. Okay, never mind. So you don't want to cost yourself so much, okay? Now I know, now I'm talking at maybe from a single aspect. Say for example, that's if you are dating someone and then she women always make sure you buy gifts for your men, so not just the other way around. So you tell yourself, okay, you're getting her a tiny gift, or you know, something cute, something you saw and it reminded you of her. Okay, so now from beginning of the year or middle of the year, you already have an idea of how much you're gonna spend. Now let's say you have kids. I mean, for kids, don't get me started with kids. I love kids so much, and you know, they make me, I don't know, I get lost with kids, you know. So now when kids are asking for, the thing about kids is they will always ask, they always have wishes. Santa, oh, they have this long list for Santa, you know. So now as a parent, or as an aunt or an uncle or a big cousin, and or a father or mother, and you have to get gift for your loved ones around that are kids, you know, just try to do your best. You know, already have, tell yourself, I mean, start giving them hints that, hey, it's not just about the cost of the gift, kid. It's about, you know, the heart. Okay, so now that's it. And then secondly, try to make out time to relax during the early days. I know we want to work to make some money. I mean, that's if you're working, in the sense that the more hours you work, the more cash you get. Okay, so now you want to also take out time to enjoy, relax, catch up on the movies with your loved ones. I mean, like for me, I started to watch after my birthday in July. I always tell myself the next big thing is Christmas, so I start watching my Christmas movies from July. Trust me, they are always available. I just like to watch them, so that way there's this thing about Christmas movies, you watch them and it makes you feel like you don't have a care for the world for that 1 or 2 hours that the movie is on. That's how you should be during Christmas and during the holidays. So whatever you have, say you have to travel to another place, try to make wise financial decisions. Okay, don't try to go all the way and then when you're done, you're left with nothing. I know, don't get me wrong, I know Christmas love is all about giving, I know that, but you don't want to love too much and get lost and lose yourself in the process. Okay, so that's it. And then lastly, one way I deal with pressure, again, like I always tell people, I always find myself in the place of the altar. Okay, I always try to relax with God's word. I'm telling you, there's nothing else that can be more relaxing. You have to do that, okay? Because if you don't, it's just like when you're giving, and you don't refill yourself, you can't run on an empty tank. You can't. So you have to like always you have to replenish yourself every now and then. And how do you replenish yourself? You have to replenish your spirit. And how do you replenish your spirit? You have to feast on the word of God. Okay, so now I know we are traveling all around the world, we are making plans to be with people, and then if somehow the plans don't, you make plans and it doesn't fall through the way you planned it, and you find yourself alone that period, please enjoy it. I'm telling you, the best ideas and innovations come out from when you spend time alone with yourself. Okay, so that's all for today, people. I want to thank you guys again for listening, and I hope that you have a great Thanksgiving for those celebrating Thanksgiving soon, and then also for the Christmases, have fun. Thank you.